Earlier this afternoon, the Cal Poly Humboldt assistant professor that was arrested Tuesday morning spoke to the media this afternoon about his recent hunger strike in support of students. He now faces suspension from the university and a potential deportation to Iran, as reported by Serenity Wood.
Dr. Ruhollah Agha Sella, Ph.D., an assistant professor in the School of Education at Cal Poly Humboldt, spoke with the press earlier today after being released from jail following the pro-Palestine protests at Cal Poly Humboldt earlier this week. He chose to reject any bond and embark on a hunger strike, stating, quote, "I refuse to accept the label of criminal for standing up for an ethical reason. Our arrest on a stolen land and in a place that we consider home is an act of violence. Until all my students and me are released and justice is served, I will endure this hunger strike." From Iran on a work visa, Agha Sella has been threatened with deportation by CPH in retaliation for his activism. His main motivation, as Agha Sella stated in his interview, was to support the students at Cal Poly Humboldt. He states that the reaction from the administration was too forceful.
I think in terms of being a small campus, I think the reaction from the admin and from law enforcement was too forceful. I was trying to make sure the students are being safe and their voice is being heard in a way that it's meant. I went to campus Monday evening when I heard there is a protest and protesters are occupying a building. So I showed up and I stayed till around midnight until the police had left. On Wednesday, I went there with my sleeping bag and my tent to stay. And I stayed throughout the events. Like I said, Friday evening, I left campus to visit my children. After I heard the hard closure on Saturday noon, I left my other commitments at Humboldt Math Festival and then just rushed to campus back again. My hunger strike started at the time of arrest, which was Tuesday, 2 a.m. It ended yesterday, which was Wednesday at 6 p.m. I invited the students and colleagues to a Chinese buffet in the town, and we just had a social together and we ate. Yeah. And they were so generous and kind to me. They brought flowers and gifts.
Did you say that there are charges being pressed against you?
Yes. Yeah. June 6, 8:30 is the hearing for us. So we will be at the courthouse in Eureka for a hearing.
And what are the charges?
So people have different charges. Some of them are trespassing, property damage. Mine, I believe, is being present in a crime scene after they asked me to leave. So we were handcuffed with zip ties from the back. For my arrest, they cut my backpack with scissors because they couldn't take my backpack off of my back as my hands was tied. We were all then transferred to the custody of Humboldt Sheriff, and the Sacramento force left campus. I would say most of them did not have body cameras, or their body cameras were not on. We requested them to turn their body cameras on, but they refused. And I didn't leave the jail until I made sure students are all being released. Came to this country 12 years ago as a refugee. I was under persecution in my country for human rights and women rights activism.
Dr. Ruhollah, something we saw from administration were the concerns about hate speech, specifically anti-Semitism. We're seeing a new article in the Mad River Union with multiple members of the Jewish community explaining how they don't feel safe because of even the terms as from the river to the sea has become is considered controversial. Can you comment on this, the safety of our Jewish community members, and if you believe there were dangerous hate speech involved?
I understand those sentiments. I I really do. I have spoken to some of them. There were Jewish students who were leading this movement. There was a Passover celebration ceremony on the quad. You can find the documentation of that. Some of them were fasting as observation of Jewish holidays. I don't think every Jewish person has that fear or that sentiment, but I understand there are some who don't feel safe. I understand there are those who think from the river to the sea is anti-Semitic, is inappropriate. I think these are issues to be discussed, to be debated. I encourage everybody to do their research, to read more. One person emailed me and called me a terrorist. I responded softly and graciously, and I invited them to do research, and I also invited them to have conversation. I appreciate them for speaking up their truth. I appreciated them for voicing their opinion. I think that is important. This is something that I always encourage my students to do. I think polarization is more dangerous than any other ideology. I think we need to keep the conversation. We cannot dismiss one another. We need to listen to each other. We need to have dialogues. We need to have conversation.
So teaching your classes?
My access to my classes are interrupted. I'm not supposed to contact any students. My department has taken over my courses and also my advisement for the students who have thesis and projects with me.
If the students were going to do something similar like this again, do you think you would do this again? Do you think you would be willing to get arrested again for this?
Well, this is not, you know, there is no formula for these events. I think every project is unique. Every project should specifically be thought through. I don't think I can answer, or even if I answer, I don't think that's an honest answer to that. So it all depends on how students are thinking and organizing that project and how the university and law enforcement is responding. If I feel I'm needed there, I will be there.
Since the protests have started, like, how much has your job changed?
During the time of the protest?
Yeah.
Well, when the campus closed, we had to do virtual classes. I did one class on Tuesday evening from home, and my Monday morning class, I did it from the quad on my phone. I gave them a tour of the quad and what was going on so that they can see the signs and graffiti and everything. As my commitment to place-based learning, this is important for my students to be engaged and reflect on these events. I teach bilingual education. Many of our multilingual learners come from, they are refugees of war. They have experienced unrest. They have experienced crisis. They have experienced being in conflicts. I think it's important to be globally aware if we want to serve that population well. And that was why I was showing them these events. Some of them were in the protest. Some of them were not. But I remain committed to my roles and my duty as a teacher. I love my job. I love my students. I love what I'm doing. And I think this was part of my job to be there for my students.
That was Dr. Ruhala Agasela, PhD and assistant professor in the School of Education at Cal Poly Humboldt, speaking about his recent arrest and hunger strike in support of his students. For KMUD, I'm Serenity Wood.